that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread, and build you up in your faith. Amen. Well, we started in a series Sunday morning entitled Kingdom Faith. I love this subject matter, as I believe all of us should, but being brought up in faith, if I were to share a testimony about my early walk with the Lord, it was truly a walk of faith. I learned a lot of things I can teach people not to do. Don't do that. And don't do that either. And please don't do that. But it was a walk of faith. And I love the fact that God had led me by faith into different nations with no money. I ain't encouraging nobody to. You get arrested today. But back then, entering into foreign nations with no money and no passport, and the border guards welcoming us without any, matter of fact, with no identification, didn't ask for any identification, but you know, it was a true walk of faith and trust in God. And so faith is very important. As a matter of fact, tonight I want to talk about faith, the key, because faith is your key. Amen. It's our key. But before I start there, I wanted to make a few statements, and it's very important in the hour in which we find ourselves and the challenges that we face in the world today. As I've stated on many occasions, times change, but God doesn't change.
Amen.
Amen. God is not worried. He's not up in heaven scratching his head on what to do, or you know, how to figure out your destiny, or if you're going to make it, or what's going on, or the devil's busy. No, God had this thing all figured out, all planned out. It's already figured. Listen, with God, there is no variableness. As I said Sunday, God was God before COVID. He's God during COVID. And he'll be God after COVID's all gone. And whatever else comes, he's still going to be God on the throne. And our journey here on earth is to learn to trust him.
Amen.
To, I like to say, to represent him fully.
Amen.
Where we're not wavering, we're not guessing, we're not uncertain. As we talked about Sunday, kingdom faith is steadfast and strong. It's steadfast and stable even in storms. We looked at the analogy of the eagle and how when other birds are flocking away or trying to stay ahead of the storm, an eagle will perch and look the storm right in the eye. And instead of fleeing from the storm, he uses the turbulence of the storm. You know, and his wings ride the wind. And instead of the storm subduing it, it pushes the eagle above the storm. How many know, even though your life might be cloudy right now, the sun is still shining. I don't care how cloudy it gets, how dark it gets outside, the sun is still out there, no matter how cloudy it gets. And this is what we must understand. There are certain spiritual laws. As a matter of fact, all the laws of the universe are laws of physics. What's happened with science is that greedy, ungodly men with corrupt minds have taken science and twisted it to try to make it fit an agenda and a narrative that is not true. But God has based everything upon physics. And the egg didn't come first, the chicken came first. Adam was created. He didn't come out of some embryo somewhere crawling up out the pond and then evolve. No, he was created. Amen. And so let's get that straight. When you have that in order, everything else can fall into order. But if you talk about evolution and all that, you're in a deep hole with no bottom to it. Amen. So let me start by saying the fear that the current church might lose out if she remains strong in her emphasis on total commitment and obedience to the Lord is crippling the church today. The fear that many churchgoers have today is that if we stay strong and stay the course, we'll lose out. Somehow we'll lose out. Somehow, you know, the enemy's going to take us out. And we'll be destroyed and we'll be left behind. This type of attitude, which we see a lot of today, this type of attitude and fear has forced many teaching ministries to propagate other models. Follow me. Other models of church life and produce other alternative building patterns that are more relevant to the conditions of today and in the environments of today than what the Word of God is saying. Amen. So what we, in essence, after saying all that, there's a whole lot of compromise. Because there's a fear if we stay strong. Because it's not popular today. It's not popular to say, I choose not to be vaccinated. Uh-oh. It's not a popular thing. And I'm not knocking people that have. I don't want to get in that contrary because that's doing a dividing thing. But you got to watch the overall picture. You have to see the big picture. I say this all the time. COVID, the vaccination was not for COVID. COVID was for the vaccination. I see some head bobbing. And I hear a few amens. I'm not going to dig too deep into that. I don't want to, anybody lose faith before we talk about faith. Well, that's a subject for another. That's a subject we're going to really unravel. We're going to expound on in our school. Do you know people behind a lot of this, all this stuff, are transhumanists with a global agenda? Human 2.0. And here they throw a smoke screen so that everyone's grappling with and arguing about and fussing about this over here, while over here they're working their witchcraft and getting filthy rich at the same time and setting humanity up to totally alter the DNA. That's the plan of the devil. But I got news for the devil. He already lost. And no matter how he tries, he that letteth will let until he be removed out of the way. Now, we don't use that language today, he that letteth. No, it's about the Holy Spirit. As long as the church is here, certain stuff ain't happening. And the gates of hell cannot prevail against the church. But hell prevails when deception is released and people receive lies. Amen. Devil has no authority in this earth. Amen. Not one ounce of it. Never has had and never will have. Evil men have abdicated their throne of dominion and given it to him. That's all he has. So if you don't give him your authority, if you don't yield or lend your tongue to his conversations, all he can do for you is suggest stuff. And then you have to make the choice. Amen. He cannot read your mind. Stop thinking he's reading your mind. No, he watches what you do. And at one, you never belonged to him, but you were under his oppression. Oh, listen to me. When you were in sin, you didn't belong to him. All right, see, I'm taking you a little further. See, yeah, you were a sinner, but before you were a sinner, before you were in the womb, God says, I knew you. I ordained you to be a prophet. He's talking to Jeremiah. So ever before you got into this human experience, God knew you. He knew you'd be saved. So all the time that you were out there, the devil was just oppressing you because you never belonged to him. You were a slave to his lust, but you didn't belong to him. We are not children of the devil. We are children of God. Amen. Born again, washed in the blood. So it's the fear of the current church has a fear today that it might lose out if it stays strong in its emphasis on faith and serving God and even assembling. There's so much question about that. And, you know, these different states are trying to mandate so many things that are ultimately totally against the kingdom of God. That's the bottom line. That's what the real warfare is. With all this stuff that's going on and what they're trying to legislate in that, it's against God and the kingdom of God and God's principles. Amen. So many churches are trying hard to become connected to the community and different things through marketable models. People are seeking to appeal to crowds now. And that's never God's way. God wants us to stand firm on the gospel. Amen. Amen. It's not, see, a sower goes out to sow. But the sower doesn't determine the growth of the seed. The sower sows the seed. The sower determines what seed he's sowing. But it's God that has to give the increase. And we water the seed, and others water the seed, but it's God that gives the increase. So stop being afraid and sow the word. Stop compromising to try to fit in. You're not ever going to fit in. As a matter of fact, you're going to stand out. So let's put fear where it belongs. I remember I dug up those acronyms that God had given me some years ago. One on fear, and I shared them Sunday again. But fear is F-E-A-R, frightening evidence altering realities. And this is what's happening with people today. Fear. See, fear really is the virus. Now, there's a pathogen, and I don't deny any of what's gone on in the past 2 years, but fear has been the virus. This, we must understand that in the spirit realm, faith and fear are very, very strong components. They're entries, they're portals. And when you have no fear, the devil has no place. And when you have faith, God operates through faith. In other words, you open the portal for the Lord and all that the Lord has through faith. Any man that comes to God must first believe. Amen. So this herein lies the warfare. So there are enemies that we must conquer, subdue, utterly defeat, and faith is the key.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.